This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's morning shift. The wake-up call coming up just now. Full phone lines, looks like. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon working the phones back there, man. Still just, up, you know, got the whole shoulder thing going on. His keyboarding, working all the levers back there, getting the music playing. I feel like I need long hair for Dylan today. I'm like headbanging a little bit. You know?
I got to say, he's been cracking up back there, yeah, taking these phone calls. I feel like you're about to get roasted,
me?
Mike. Yes.
Oh, man, that's not good. Speaking of cracking up, give a shout out to our buddy Skip who hit me up earlier, and he was like, "Hey man, all this Wizard of Oz talk. I'm about 5'3". Can I be Toto?" I was like, "Love Skip, man. I haven't heard from Skip in a while. Welcome to call in, obviously, but doesn't look like there's any lines open right now."
Tia hit me up on Twitter,
yeah,
and said that she doesn't use a decorative toilet paper until the cleaners do until the day before they're coming. He's like, "I don't want him to think I'm too weird." And I'm with you. Like, to me, it's like the second week. So you like, this week, I won't touch it. And then sometime next week, I'll be like, I'm breaking the seal.
Yeah. Just to bring everybody up to date on the wake-up call, I was telling a story just a minute ago about how my wife got mad at me that I didn't clean the dish cleaning brush, which to me is just a little bit out of pocket. But it looks like I'm outnumbered on this show. Everybody's like, "No, man, you gotta clean the scrub brush between dishes." I'm like, "All right, whatever." She was, like I said, she was soaking it in a bowl this morning in a cleaning solution. So I'm like, "You know what, man, that's just, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this." You got anything else, Allie, on the socials?
Well, Tia has a lot of opinions today because she also said you don't clean washcloths. Of course you clean things you use to clean
things
with.
That's true. And this goes back to a conversation we had, I don't know, probably a year ago on the show. It was like, how long do you use the same towel? Like, use the same towel every day?
Because you're not technically dirty when you get out of the shower.
Right.
But,
but how long do you take, you know, how long is the leash on the towel cleaning?
It can go about a work week.
Work week.
But the thing is you have to also take care of that towel.
Got to make sure, like, you're cleaning your calves.
What I mean is you can't just, like, dry off and throw that thing in the corner and then pick it up the next day. You got to hang it, let it dry.
Right.
If not, you'll be wiping yourself off with a moldy ass towel, and that nobody wants to wipe. That's like we had a member this weekend, and we played through a lightning storm yesterday for about four holes.
That's not good.
And Carter, my partner who plays with me, he's like, he's bragging all weekend because it was raining Saturday before we teed off. He's bragging all weekend. I got rain gloves, like they make golf gloves for rain.
Sure.
And he's like, I got them. So it starts raining. He's like, "I'm pulling out the rain gloves." He's literally been bragging, and then he goes, "Uh oh." I was like, "What's that?" He's like, "They smell."
Oh, yeah. Well,
and I go, "Hey, did you?" He goes, "Yeah." Because you wouldn't even let me finish.
Sounds like a high school football locker room from the 90s.
Are you the dude that wore them in the rain and then put them back in your bag without letting them air dry? Yep. And they stunk.
I got a problem with this entire story. Like, there's nothing that says smart like walking out in the middle of a golf course in a lightning storm holding up a metal pole.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Well, we didn't walk out there. We got out there and we heard a little. We knew
a little rumbling.
It was raining, and then it started raining harder. Yeah. And then the other guy we were playing with is in the middle of the fairway, and I looked behind him because we were just a little bit in front of him because my tee shot was further, and so I put that in there. And I look behind him, and there's this bolt come down. And I was like,
"That's not good."
And so he steps away from the ball, and he was like,
"Pivot."
I was like, "No, man, it's good. It's already happened. You got a window."
Yeah. All right, Dylan. Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go out to how about Swami Dave out in Cummings to start things off. Swami Dave, welcome in.
Hey guys, how's it going today? Listen, it is apparently a sunny, beautiful day in Atlanta sports. The biggest things that we got to talk about is how often you clean your towels, how the toilet paper rolls go, or whatnot. And listen, it's a great day, great fun on the Braves getting the win in the series. Nothing to complain about there. It'd be nice to get all three wins, but it is what it is. But I will share with you, Squid, your friend with his golf clubs, right? His name is now Vader Time.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
That becomes his nickname because there are plenty of stories from the past of Leon White, who was Big Van Vader, and his cleaning patterns of his wrestling gear. Vader Time.
Oh, I've heard some of these. That's a great pull.
Have a great week.
Thanks for
that. That is
Dave.
A great pull. Yeah, Allie. He there was a lot of, and I know you've probably seen some of this. I know you actually like some wrestling stuff.
I do.
And the Big Van Vader was not a guy that he wasn't overly loved for some of the stuff. Like, he was kind of nasty. He would actually hit guys in the ring. And then he also got arrested when they did the overseas tour. back in the 90s, there's a story of he hit a talk show host who basically called out wrestling for being, saying it was fake.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fake. It's predetermined.
There you go.
They follow a, correct narrative, if you will. But that is funny, man. Have you guys ever been into, a hockey locker room? I went to visit a hockey team in Fairbanks, Alaska. It was it's like the single A of hockey or double A or whatever. And went into there. It was the most foul-smelling thing you can even imagine. Like, all locker rooms now, like NFL, college, whatever, they got like vents coming out of the lockers, mm-hmm. and they can, kind of dry things out. Those hockey guys not worried about it, especially at the single A level. They're like, "Yeah, just let it reek, dude." I was like, "Oh my god,
no,
get out of here."
No, thank you.
They're definitely not worried about cleaning their dish utensils, if you will. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. How about Chief? Let's go out to Chief Dylan out in South Fulton. Chief, good morning.
What's happening?
What's
Michael
happening, Chief?
P. Johnson and the P is a punishment because you're wrong on that one. Definitely wrong on that one. Definitely wrong. But my quick thing with my wife, I told you guys about the toilet seat a year ago, so we ain't gonna get it. But we have one other thing we always argue about. She likes to wash fruit, right? I have no problem washing apples and grapes, but why should I have to wash my banana? This is crazy to me. Because I'm going to peel it and eat it. Why am I washing a banana?
I mean, I don't know why you're washing your banana, brother. But I'll tell you what. Unless that whole pill's getting eaten, you don't need
pulse.
To.
Massive pulse.
Hey, it was Will Levis eating it?
Calm down.
What?
Calm down, Chief. I was sitting there the whole time going, here we go. Here we go, man. Allie, we got anything else on the socials?
Yes, John Hitchens is coming for you, Mike. He says, you and my wife would click. Only problem is your kitchen would reek from rotting food on your scrub brush. And those sponges need to be tossed on the regular.
ASAP.
Amen, John.
Yeah, I agree with that one, man. I don't know. I don't know what the best path forward is for washing dishes. I just, look, man, it is what it is. And my wife, one time, before we might even got married, I cleaned my shoes with our dish brush. I thought she was leaving me.
Yeah, that's
straight
a big
up.
Problem.
She took a picture of me and sent it to her friends. She was like, "Look at this Jamoke in my kitchen right now, scrubbing his shoes with my dish brush." I'm like, "Dude, it's It's all disgusting. Like, you're all
gonna,
of it's nasty.
You're going to be given your own separate dish brush versus like, she's going
to
have
what are we
going
to get, like an ultraviolet light in here that, you know, to, anyways, I don't know. I know those things were made popular.
You scrub your golf clubs with them next?
Hey, probably. Dylan, let's go to a member of the mafia. How about my guy Mentee out in Dunwoody? Mentee, I know you got my back, man. What's going on?
This is HR and compliance of Mike Mafia calling.
Wait. Attaboy.
One thing we do over here, Ally Mac, and Squid knows this. From time to time, HR has to give Mike a call and tell Mike that is some of the most out-of-pocket ridiculousness we have ever heard of, Mike.
I got a letter on file?
I love
okay.
You. Yeah. I respect you. But you do some of the most country stuff I've ever heard of from time to time. And I just be shaking my head and stuff. I'll be like, she must really, really love this man because you brought all your country isms with you.
I did, man.
And she's willing to just have a conversation with you. Mike, how you don't need chocolate chip residue on the cleaning
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. Y'all guys are sobering me up to the reality here.
I'm here all day for that, Mike. If you didn't know better, now you should know better.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, Mentee.
Been written up.
Yeah, I got a letter on file.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have similar disagreements at my house. Our dishwasher is old. We need a new one. Like, just to be honest, like I'm kind of just hanging on by a thread, and I'm like,
keep pushing.
I'm going to get every single cycle I can.
Everybody always thinks they have finances. They're about to be freed up, and they're like, oh, once I get past this date, then I'll get a new one.
No, I'm going to use something until it can't be used anymore. Right. Like golf glove.
Like a 30-year-old hot water heater. You're like, it's still hot.
A lot of people replace a golf glove after like one hole in it. I need like multiple holes in the golf glove to before I'm, but really? Anyways. And so I'm like telling Amy all the time, basically our dishes need to be clean before we put them in the dishwasher. And in that way, you're just putting the soap
on them.
You're
just sanitizing them at that point.
Yeah, because we got really hot water. And so and our hot water heater just turned up. When she puts them in there, like gunk on it, man, it just.
And now, which one of y'all in y'all's houses are the person who like rearranges the dishes so that they're cleaned properly in the dishwasher?
Me.
Grant will change everything.
Yes.
When I put it in, he'll take stuff out and be like, this has to be hand washed.
You know what?
Yes. You know what's funny? I have to attempt to do it or she gets mad at me, but I know I'm not doing it right. So I will attempt to put them in right. She wants to rearrange them. If I don't put them in at all, she's like, why didn't you load the dishwasher? I'm like, because you're just going to unload it in 5 minutes.
Well,
like, you know?
How hard is it? Let me rephrase this. Why can't you see my vision for loading a dishwasher to optimize the space.
I don't know. I just didn't realize everything had to face the middle. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's try to get one more phone call in real quick. Let's go out to our buddy Dan out in Decatur. Dan, I hope you're having a good morning, man.
Hey, I'm having a great morning. Monday morning. How y'all doing this morning, man?
Loving it, man. Loving it.
Real quick, so it's funny you guys talked about the toilet paper thing, but real quick, I mean, hey, Michael Penix, he's going to be great. I mean, again, his first season at UW led the FBS. You know what I mean? So, I mean, very consistent. It's very smart with the ball. I mean, but again, this is his first full season starting. There's going to be a couple wrinkles. People got to understand that. Also, nobody flies 5 hours to Seattle. I'm from Seattle. I was raised there. Nobody flies 5 hours to UW to check somebody out just because they want to have fun and go visit Seattle. So, I mean, obviously they were very invested in him from the jump. So I went to my buddy's house yesterday for some barbecue and stuff like that. So his wife is very particular about how the toilet paper goes on the roll, over or under. So you guys let me know. Over or under. I didn't know that was really a thing. I don't care. As long as it comes out the roll and I can wipe my behind when I'm using the bathroom, I don't care. But she's very, very particular. So y'all let me know how y'all feel about that, man. Over or under, brother.
This is such a hot topic, Dan.
I've got thoughts. Yeah. I've got a take, actually.
I think we all have takes. The look around this room right now, as soon as he brought this up, this is a topic. All right, so we're going to push this to the other side of the break. Appreciate everybody on the wake-up calls and on the socials. Make sure you're following us at 929 Morning Shift as we roll on. This hour been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we come back, we'll have more of that Michael Penix conversation that he was just talking about. It sounds like first we got to get to, are you an over or an under kind of person?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.